Welcome to Primary Attribute. We're a Castles and Crusades actual play podcast. My name is Ian. I'm the Castle Keeper, or Game Master as it's known in a lot of other systems, and I use they, them pronouns.
Hey, I'm Adam. I play as Vons and Vons, and we all use the he, him pronouns. Vons and Vons are furry fox folk people who have the same name, more or less, but they're different. And I guess one of them is currently just like polishing his squirt gun and recounting the horrors of war. While the other's probably just like, you know, kind of wondering what happened in the first place.
A vivid picture. I'm Aaron. I play Jesse Sweetbone Phelps, the half-orc ranger. We both use they, she pronouns. And Jesse is just glad nobody died entirely.
For the most part.
Thanks, Aaron.
The high standard to which we hold ourselves.
I'm Kelly. I play Wealthy Taylor, the halfling wizard, who is currently fused with Weldroa, so with Sidroa, so I am Weldroa. And we are currently acting as armor for Green Day Universe Frymeath, otherwise known as Odysseus. Because that's how we can get around, because we don't have a skeleton anymore.
And I'm Wit. I play Grix, the kobold illusionist slash mechanic, and Steamboat Willie, the kobold pilot. We all use he, him pronouns. And it was a ghost.
I was waiting for somebody to make that joke.
If you get a chance, you should rate and review us on your podcast platform of choice. It helps people find us. It's very encouraging. And because of those things, you should do it for every other podcast you listen to as well. Aaron, would you like to do the recap?
I would, yes. As a very large group, we are all on our way down to find the helm and hopefully the wizard Dave. We had found a room that was full of ghosts and also one of those big battery energy crystals. We fought some of the ghosts who were being mean and attacking us. And then they all coalesced into one big ghost, scared everybody except Jesse and Alara, and then Jesse and Alara killed it. In that battle, as Kelly said, Weldroa lost the skeleton inside them when they were brought down to zero hit points. And now Weldroa is riding Odysseus as armor. And Jesse found a place for everybody to rest after their big scare. So that's where we're at.
And now that you've all had your time in the cooldown tent, you get to make some choices.
Oh boy.
Hooray. So y'all are, you know, you get your fucking troop column lined back up and start heading down the tunnel. And you encounter essentially a three-way fork with no immediate good indication of which way leads to. You know, it's roughly level. So there's no obvious, this goes down towards the core. Hey, look, hey, look. But you guys send some scouts out and you find you have three options.
I have no memory of
just because you've been here before. God, I hope you don't.
No, the line from...
Yeah, yes, no, I know, no. But still, like, I hope that you don't have a memory of this place.
Well, you know, this is like Wealthy the Gray or something. And...
you know, when I come back, I am Wealthy the White.
So you figure out you have three options, all of which sound absolutely fantastic. So, first off, there's a tunnel that has collapsed. You think you could dig it out, but it'll take a day or two to do it, you know, safely and move giant pieces of rock out of the way. So you aren't just, because you have to move enough people through there. You actually have to properly clear the tunnel. You can't just kind of squeeze through.
Okay.
Other option is a tunnel that looks like it was dug by something. It hasn't been leveled. And actually, Jesse, make a wisdom check.
Oh, that's a one. I don't know fucking anything, is I think.
Yeah, tunnels happen. So, you know, a weird tunnel.
Oh, yeah.
It looks a little strange.
Seems like a weird tunnel. Jesse doesn't know anything about tunnels. She's an outside girl.
Jesse stays in her lane. Self-enforced. Mm-hmm. All right. And the last one is where some of the conduits go. And it has one of those nice big stone doors with the latch shut. And there's actually a lock on it. Old, but thankfully you're out of the weather, so it has not rusted. And, you know, it looks like a maintenance error or something, but it has the word hazard written on it. So it's probably fine. Where would you like to go?
I mean, I think Jesse's going to argue for the clear open tunnel that doesn't say hazard on it. Seems fine.
Seems fine.
Seems totally fine.
Seems like what we should do.
Jesse has no idea that it wouldn't be fine.
Yeah, actually. You probably actively encouraged the group with a one.
Yeah, with a one.
Okay.
Well, it sounds fine to me.
Yeah, I see no reason why we should spend hours and hours clearing a tunnel versus going through a door that named hazard when we could just go down the...
Well, yeah, I mean, like, there's an equal chance that, like, nothing's going to happen down this tunnel. But, like, if we go in the hazard door, that's definitely a hazard.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jesse.
That's what they say.
Hey, Vonzai, how do you feel about this tunnel plan?
I mean, we like tunnels.
Okay.
Tunnels aren't woods and aren't oceans and aren't...
Oh, yeah. Way more comfortable than, like, wide open spaces or fields or tops of mountains or... Boats, yeah. Boats.
I just secretly have a checklist of terrains that I'm working on traumatizing Vons in each of.
Or just falling through the sky for no reason. Or...
There was a reason to fall through the sky. We wanted to get to the ground.
Funny, you kind of forget the point of all of that while you're falling through the sky.
No, I think we were all very clear on wanting to get to the ground while it was happening.
Except for those who froze up or went unconscious.
Yeah, we just wanted to get down there safely, which didn't feel safe at the time.
No.
Because we were falling through the sky.
Safe. It was not a safe way to do that. But what, like we had a better way?
Not at the time.
I will simply invent skydiving, said the group. Okay. Well, you head on down this fine, fine tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
And it is... sizable. Jesse, you probably have to stoop a little bit, but you know, everything's able to fit through. The cart's a bit of a squeeze, and it pretty quickly becomes clear that this splits out and becomes a bit of a winding maze. So, two of you, please make either wisdom or intelligence checks, your choice, to try to make sure that you are going in as continuous a direction as possible and not just getting turned around.
Mm. I'll do wisdom. That's a 13 plus 11 is 24.
All right. And do one of somebody the rest else. Of you who wants to do a nit check.
I will.
All right.
I just feel weird rolling it when I'm just like, you can't even see me as an Ooh. Entity.
I mean, you're aware of what's going on.
Yeah, I know, but.
And you're visible as like gloves and net covering.
I rolled 16 plus 11, 27.
All right. Between the two of you, you managed to keep on track pretty well. And avoid
28.
And avoid even 1 point more so getting lost and twisting through the tunnels, because you can tell between those checks that these go on a pretty damn good distance. And, you know, you could have lost hours and had to camp overnight somewhere in here, and that would have sucked. So the other thing you get with that high intelligence check specifically, Grix, is that none of this was engineered. This isn't the, like, you pick up that this looks like this isn't erosion. It's not as smooth. It looks like something, you know, chipped out this tunnel or expanded it. But this was not the kind of thing you would build if you were any of the folks who tend to inhabit Arx Multimus.
Okay. So this way predates?
Predates, was built by someone else or something else, something like that. Yeah. This is not the Arx special.
Okay.
All right. And then as you continue onwards, I need a dexterity save from each of you.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
If you, I'm going to give up and just steal it this time. Roll at advantage.
Okay.
I think it's in the SRD. I can use it. So roll the d20 twice and take the higher for each of your characters.
I got a 27 on dex.
Mm. Oh, no. I got a 20 and a 2.
Oh, I got a nat 20.
Yeah, likewise.
Well, a lot of people got that, so that's pretty good. I did not.
I was trying to figure out my dice roller, so I wasn't paying a lot of attention.
Dex. Well, yeah. 18 for Grix. Oh, and I also have Steepo.
Oh, that's right. I got a roll for another furry critter.
Nope, that's not right. Not a D30.
What interesting odds that makes.
Steamboat got a 24 and Grix got a 18. Not prime.
Okay. And then Cool Vons, what did you get?
Cool Vons rolled a 15. I believe the dex adds 1. It is a prime and his level would bring that to, is that 26? No, that'd be 25, I think.
Okay. All of you do very well. You basically round a sharp corner and then find that the floor has been completely smoothed here and slopes down more suddenly. But you catch yourselves before going on a nice uncontrolled slide. You're still pretty sure this is the right way. This way you just get to control the speed of your descent.
Whee! Okay. I yell back up, everybody else halt!
Yes, so they didn't come pushing us down the slide.
Okay, you hear in a chorus from everyone behind you.
I assume that some of us yelled, even if we were very in control. It was probably a noise of surprise.
Yeah, a nice light panic. All right, so you go and you have, I assume this basically means you're just taking yourselves and the vanguard forward to figure out what's going on, or are you just having people?
Yeah, I mean, like, I just want to know what, because this is suddenly a bit different, and I like to make sure that we can figure out what's going on before everybody else, like, makes this controlled slide, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. How far down do we go?
Well, you start scouting down. You make it a total of about, like, 60 feet. And then the slide, as it were, splits into 3. And I assume you guys just choose one to go down. Adam, left, right, or center?
Left.
Okay. Go down the left one. Player agency, folks. And about another 30 feet down, where it actually gets even a little bit steeper, you find that this exits out into a large cavern and also drops off about 10 feet. So you would have shot out a hole and then fallen to the ground below. And then everyone here has dark vision or low light vision. You guys presumably have some sort of light. So you see that there is a chasm here with 3 narrow stone bridges going across it. Natural bridges. These aren't laid down, but you know, 3 parts of this have not yet fallen into the abyss. Isn't that lucky for you? And Vaughn, just because you have really good hearing, or Vaughn's eye, you hear the sound of water far below. This isn't some deafening rush. You just can hear running water. So presumably this was carved by a river at some point.
Okay. This has come in handy before.
But then on the other side, the bridges are about 50 feet long, and then it expands out into another flat area, so which has a couple of tunnels leading off of it.
Hmm.
So you can't progress forward. You just need to go across the narrow thing.
I mean, that sounds doable.
Yeah. All right. So do you guys call the rest of the group forward now and like just are careful getting everyone down? I figure 10 feet isn't too hard.
Yeah, I think so.
Is there enough space for everybody to stand?
Yeah, this is
at the bottom.
This is a very wide, flat, like shelf of rock you're essentially standing on, or you know, the top of a cliff, or however you'd want to phrase it. Yeah, it's like 100 feet across and like 30 feet deep.
Oh,
sorry, you're okay. In a big cavern. I should have made that clear. So yeah, this is a very big space. It's just that the middle of it dropped out at some point, which is inconvenient. So you are able to get everyone down. Jesse, you and Shield essentially just manhandle the cart and the goat.
Yeah, sounds good. Jesse will just, you know, pick up the goat and plop it back down.
The goat's chill with it.
Did you watch that video about how to pick up a sheep? Oh no, my nose is bleeding.
Now I want to know how to pick up a sheep.
It was adorable. Maybe I'll try and find it and send it to you.
Okay. Important research for later. But okay. So now you have your 3 little bridges going across. You can split the group up and I'll go across some at the same time. You can just go in one very long line, or I don't know, have the 2 strongest people yeet the smallest people over the entire chasm and bypass the bridges entirely. The choice is yours.
I mean, can we get Cog's opinion on Cog is with us? Cog,
yep.
Is with us. Uh-huh. I think we should get Cog's opinion on how sturdy the bridge, like, and the other maintenance people get their opinion on how sturdy the bridges look.
All right.
Yes. Are they structurally sound?
Yeah. Are they structurally sound?
So we have Alvin, we have Cog, we have Grix, and we have Wealthy, as far as people that have actually worked maintenance. I can think of off the top of my head. Yeah, so roll intelligence check.
That's almost everyone we know.
22.
Natural 20.
All right. Grix.
Yeah.
Everyone notices some extent or the other. But Grix, you notice the center bridge is the sturdiest and the widest. Only by a bit, but you think that would be enough to let the cart pass through more smoothly. It's mm-hmm. not quite enough to get two people side by side comfortably, although you could squeeze past each other if you had to. So that's where you put the heaviest people for sure. And then the other two bridges look structurally sound. You don't think any of these are going to fall into the water or anything. And the other two bridges are basically both like 5 feet across, and the center one is like 7 or something. You're essentially all going one by one, but there's just enough room that the cartwheels have an easier time, and that if you guys really need to go past each other and, you know, are willing to hug each other, you can switch places.
Okay. At least the cart can make it. I mean, that's, I imagine at some point we're going to have to leave that thing behind.
Probably. So
I'd love it if it was more than, you know, a day.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say, Mira's been down in these tunnels a lot, so he's pretty familiar with how to make it work. It still may well happen, just if he had the impression it would be like, and now it's been 3 hours and we get to ditch the cart again, he probably wouldn't have bothered to bring it in the first place.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right. With that abundance of structural knowledge, which bridge do you choose?
I mean, I think it might not be the worst thing if we split up along the bridges. Like, some of us take the middle bridge with the cart and some of us take the side bridges.
Yeah, I agree.
All right.
I'm thinking that the cart should go over the middle one and some of the lighter members of the team, and then split up the two heavy people, which I would imagine are Jesse and
Shield.
So they go on either side too.
Well, I mean, also Shield, if necessary, could just transform if they need to, and this is a big enough space that it wouldn't be like a problem. So
okay. How long are the bridges?
50 feet.
Oh my god. Okay. I'm glad I'm not being yeeted.
It would be tough. Well, you'd have to get discus thrown.
We wouldn't just like totally yeet. We would controlled yeet with like ropes and shit.
When I think of yeeting, I do not think of controlled yeeting.
Okay, so Shield on the right, Jesse on the left, cart in the center, other party folks. Where do you want to place yourselves and the vanguard? You're all going to be at the front of your respective lines.
I'm going to go ahead and follow Jesse.
Okay.
Frymeath and I. I'm going to, I think what I'll do is I'll go ahead and control Frymeath, and Frymeath can say whatever he wants to. Because otherwise I'm sitting here not doing anything.
Say, so, yeah, Frymeath goes on the left, follows your suggestion. I'm sure you're very polite about.
Yes. Uh-huh. I think we ought to go this way.
Because the second you start trying to marionette him, he will find a way to kill you.
Yeah.
He doesn't know how, but he will.
No, I'm not going to marionette him.
Okay.
Frymeath, this version of Frymeath, is the kind of guy who has a plan to kill everyone he knows.
Hypothetically.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Not written down and is possibly deniable.
Well, yeah, duh. You don't write down your plan to kill people. You just keep it in your head.
You end up at inquests.
You keep it in your head until you need to use it.
That's right.
And then you enact it and never tell anyone.
This Frymeath just went, I would simply have a perfect memory.
Exactly.
And because this is Frymeath, that probably actually worked.
Probably.
All right. Rickson, where do you want to be?
Either at the front or at the very back, because I'm light. We're so light.
I mean, you guys are going to be at the front because I'm making you guys for gameplay mechanics reasons.
Yeah, yeah. So, we'll go. Yeah, we're happy to go first. We're very close to first.
But do you want to go on Jesse's bridge, the cart bridge, or the shield bridge?
Oh, sorry. That was the question. Jesse bridge, sure.
Okay, so that's Grixton Steamboat.
Do I have a view of the cart bridge?
Yeah, you can see all these bridges from each other.
I'm just wondering if I have any, if something goes wrong, I'm wondering if I have any spells that can do anything. I'm thinking no.
Let's say that the bridges are 30 feet apart from each other. All right. Bonsai.
Well, I think original recipe really likes kind of hanging out in the middle, but maybe next to somebody who he can, like, what?
I have this vision of them of the bridge collapsing and Vaughn's holding on to this person beside him and just pushing the person underwater or whatever. Yeah.
Just doing a real scramble for life.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah. Your party member can be as the flotation device.
I'm not sure I'd want to be the person beside Vaughn's at this point.
He is going to want to be next to somebody bigger than he is. The other Vaughn's is going to hang out towards the back. He's got a grappling hook. He'll be fine.
I'll just put you behind Steamboat for cool Vaughn's and then original recipe Vaughn's.
I would think you'd want to go with your son.
Gonna say, do you want to hang out behind?
Oh, the yeah, shirt? Yeah, he probably does. Nice. That's a good call. Sounds like him.
Okay, original recipe Vaughn's is behind Shield. Cool Vaughn's has joined the conga line of most of the rest of the party. In fact, pretty much all the rest of the party. Original recipe Vaughn's goes his own way, and hopefully, we'll not be on that toxic subreddit. Anyway, okay, so have the rough order. I need to split up some of your vanguard. If I haven't mentioned anyone you guys care about in a while, let me know because. Someday I'll remember to have this on a separate piece of paper or something.
The list of everybody who's in each group.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
I'll put Aramith and Harper on the center bridge. Skrull is going to hang out with Vaughn's original recipe. And then it was Alvin and May? No, just May. May will also go in the center.
Well, where's Alvin then?
Probably also in the center, honestly. But I was trying to remember your vanguard specifically.
Oh, our vanguard is Alara, Harper, Lucky, Squirrello, May, and Odysseus, in addition to the PCs.
Okay, so it's just missing Alara and Green, who will bring up the rear of the left bridge. That's the one the whole party is conga lining along. And Alara will bring up the rear for the right bridge, followed by the undistinguished mass of other characters who will not be covered for brevity. Okay. I think I've changed which map you were looking at on Roll 20. It has rectangles on it. That's how you'll tell you're in the right place.
Oh, hey!
Oh, there's a rectangle.
Yes. Yay! Yay!
Oh, hey!
Such a saucy little rectangle.
And a bridge!
Two bridges. Yay!
Oddly enough, the two outer bridges look fatter than the inner bridge, but we'll just go with it.
It's like one might have been freehanding them with a mouse. So... most of the group, you're on the bridge that is currently rendered at the top, and you're hiking across.
Oh, God.
And everyone else is hiking across, roughly at the same rate, roughly the same people at the front, you know, lined up with each other. And then I need a wisdom check from original recipe Vaughn's, Waldroa, and Jesse, because you are the ones far enough in front. You see something coming.
That is a 24, not on a prime.
That is a 24 on a prime.
I think mine comes out to a 20 on a prime.
Just a second.
Well, I'm not a prime. Again. Not a prime.
Damn thing. Keeps pulling out. Okay.
Well, that's not very satisfying.
What? Yeah.
There we go.
A little slow on the uptake. Ha ha ha.
Sorry, Kelly.
No, I get it. It's funny. Okay. So what goes on?
So all of you made this check. So you see coming out from the tunnels that are lined up at the edge of the bridge.
Oh, God.
Something rolling very quickly towards you.
Oh, God.
You probably can't retreat in time, but if you want to make a dex check, you can. Well, Jesse can, and mostly Jesse can. it would become a harder dex check, but you can try to run up and kind of jump off the bridge onto the other side, the wide, you know, stone shelf that's on the other side. To get out of the way of this thing before it rolls into you.
Yeah, I think Jesse will try to do that.
Is it one thing rolling out, or is it three things rolling out?
One thing is rolling at each bridge.
One thing is rolling at each bridge. Oh. Well, shit. Okay. I'm gonna try Dex. What the hell?
I think Jesse wants to, like, run at the thing.
Okay.
And try to, like, deflect it.
Yeah, you can get to the end of the bridge. And kind of stop it.
Well, okay. I think it ought to depend on Framie's dexterity, because I'm not marionetting him, so.
Yeah, that's fair.
I rolled a 19, so that's 30 for me. Huzzah.
Well, shit. All right, so Jesse, you get to the front very fast and are bracing. Framie is trying to remember his stats. Yeah, because it's not too far a jump at that point. So it's like 5 feet. So because you went so far forward, Frymeath is able to make the jump and jumps off to the right at the front of the bridge that you are on. Vaughn's original recipe. You can also make that dex check if you want, because you can slip around shield if you really want to and go for a jump.
Yeah. I don't think he's got a better option on his utility belt here. Okay, dex check. Well, see, that would bring it up to 23 on a prime.
Okay. Vons, you can also make that jump.
Neat.
Okay, so...
except that I ought to go ahead and roll for Frymeath because I'm taking control of him anyway, so let's do this.
You are not.
Oh, okay.
You are armor. You said you weren't
marionetting him. Yeah, but I said... I'm not
rolling for him in general. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
That gives me something to do. Okay.
Roll the dice and I'll tell you what you think.
I got a 15, so that's 22.
I mean, his level's higher than yours. But yes, you make the jump. All right. So some of you are charged forward. Others of you have jumped to the side. Everyone is clearly totally safe forever. And then you are hit by, in fact, a large orbular shape, except it's a leather ball.
It's a leather ball.
Orbular.
Well, Jesse wanted to deflect the one that was coming at them.
Yeah. I'm just having kind of hit the groups at the same time, but you'll get a strength check. The idea is you're deflecting from everyone who's behind you on the bridge.
Yes.
Still.
How large are we talking?
Honestly, really fucking big, but I'm not sure how big because it just says it's large. Which,
three feet around? Like 3 feet in diameter?
Well, large sized in terms of...
4 feet?
Classification, so like
in classification, 10. So yeah. Okay, so very large things come plowing down at you.
I love that song.
And as far as player characters being in the way, Kelly, roll for FM, and then Jesse and Vaughn. So all three of you, just so we can determine, or I guess specifically Jesse and FM as run by Kelly. Roll initiative for me.
Roll initiative. Okay.
Kind of see how things resolve between you and the one that you are trying to deflect.
That's 9.
That's 1.
Oh, no.
All right. Well, Droa.
Uh-huh.
Do you want to help try to shove this giant thing out of the way? Or do you want to? Okay.
Yes, I'm helping.
So you're going to help make a strength check. Just roll a die and tell me what you get.
16.
All right.
I also have, as well, Droa, I have a +2 to my strength.
Okay. I'm going to say that you provide at least some of that to the person you are being armor for.
Yes.
Because why just be armor when you can be powered armor?
Yep, there you go.
The highest tier of armor in most games. So you do that. You do a strength check. You'll be contributing to Jesse's strength check, because Jesse's going to be the main driver. But first, Jesse.
Yes.
And, well, Droa, I need dexterity checks from each of you.
That's a 26 for Jesse.
That's a 10 for Frymeath.
Okay. So, Jesse, you're going to take half damage as you get hit.
And I'm going to take full damage.
You are. So rolling for Jesse first. That's 10 damage, because God is cruel. And then rolling for Frymeath. You take 2 whole damage with your whole damage.
So Jesse takes 10 damage at half damage?
Or no, sorry, you take 5.
Okay.
Got a spot in my head. So this
I was like, what?
So you go, you plant yourself in the way. Frymeath throws its momentum enough to give Jesse time to set up. But you do both take kind of a hard hit from this thing as it plows into you.
Here's a question. Does it count as Weldroa's hit points, or does it count as Frymeath's hit points? Or is it some combination of the two?
I'm going to say that you can decide on each hit if it passes through or if you take it, because Sidrola has kind of, you know, hardened itself as a shield before temporarily. Okay. And
then I'm going to
torture you with interesting player choices.
Thank you. Then it's going to hit. It's going to hit us.
Okay. You take 2 damage.
I take 2 damage. Okay. So I was at 26. Now I'm at 24. Okay.
Great.
Jesse, it's your turn. Make a strength check, please.
Okay. Oh, that is 17 plus 11 is 28.
On a prime. That is extremely
high. On a prime.
So, would you like to push this thing out of the way to the left or the right? You will get it clear of FM/Waltrella, should you choose the right. You aren't just being like, hey, screw you in particular.
I'll do to the left because that's further away from any of the other bridges. Is that correct?
Like, yeah, you're pushing it out to the point, yes, where it'd be, yeah, going over into empty space.
Great. Wonderful.
Perfect. All right.
And I really do want to just like slightly deflect it so that it goes off the like off the end anyway. Like I want, okay, it to keep moving in roughly the same direction, just like basically make it not go onto the bridge.
Okay. So you, yeah, go and you shove it and the orb screeches itself to a stop right at the cliffside, but it is not going onto the bridge. You are body blocking it from getting there. So this is when you guys get a closer look at it. As I said, it's a leathery ball. And Jesse, now that you're close to it, you can see that it has little tiny holes all over it. It's brown. It probably undulates slightly in an unpleasant way.
God. Is it a mushroom of some sort? A fungus?
Is it alive?
You're pretty sure it's alive. That's the big thing.
Oh, God.
I shouted it that I'm not a number. I'm a free man.
Yay.
Yay. I almost want to give you a charisma check for that. Just for shits and giggles.
I think Steamboat Willie could know the prisoner.
I don't know that he would.
Yeah, I also don't know that he would, but he could.
I think that's important. Yeah, I think that Steamboat Willie could know the prisoner.
Oh, and I should double check. Hey, Vons.
What up?
You don't bear any strong desire to try to deflect this thing, right?
No.
You're good with just staying out of the way?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he doesn't have the mass.
Okay, make another dexterity check just to get fully clear of it.
Sure. Erp, 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 pew. Okay, well, that's a 12 on the die, so we add... We're talking about OG Vons.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that should put that at... with dex, that's a 23.
Honor Prime?
Yep.
You dodge out of the way and let it roll right towards your beautiful son.
Well,
you monster.
He can fly. He'll be fine. Raised him right with wings.
That's when you guys start hearing some rustling from the tunnels, and we will roll initiative.
Oh, God.
Ooh, 7.
Well, I just rolled 3 sixes in a row, so that's not ominous at all.
Yeah.
Not today, Satan!
Okay.
Okay, so... I have Jesse at 7. I have Vons at 7.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Vons is 7. Am I rolling for both Vons' eye?
Yes.
Then.
Just assume the answer to the question is always yes.
Pew. Another 7, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Rickson, what did you get?
Oh, sorry. I got a 6 and 8 for Grix and then Steamboat.
Okay. And, sorry, I think you already said this, but Kelly, what did you roll for?
1. For either Frymeath or Weldrova or both.
The unit thereof.
The unit.
The Weldrova mech. As piloted by Frymeath. Cool. All right, Steamboat.
Yeah.
There's a giant orb that your friend, yep, has managed to push out of the way. It looks alive. There's 2 more of them down the road. And?
I'm not over the bridge yet, right?
You were in the middle of the bridge. I will give people representations now.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't bothered by not having representation. I was just making sure. Steamboat is so wildly not suited for this. I'm going to just chuck a spear.
Okay. You chuck your spear at the orb. Yep. Roll an attack roll.
That's quite good. 14 plus 21.
A 21 hits. Please roll your damage.
4 damage. Magical damage.
Ooh. Your and spear...
Then my spear comes right back to me.
Gonna say, how does it look between hitting and coming back to you? Does it stick into it? Do you do like some cool graceful scraping thing?
It is a slick spear, so I imagine it looks pretty cool that, like, it, you know, zooms around elegantly.
All right,
like a, you know, like a, like it keeps going in the same, like it goes through its target or like slashes its target and then flies around back to me making a full arc.
Yeah, like it slashes across the top and then gracefully, yeah, arcs back towards, yeah, you and, yeah, lands in your hand. All right, yep, cool. Jesse, you're up.
I'll get out my spear, the wolf spear, and basically like try to like jab it in and then like push it off the edge of the cliff because you said it was at the edge of the cliff. So
yeah,
okay. That's so you kind of
sidestep, take it, and shove the spear into it.
Yeah.
All right, make a...
I mean, I think it would still be an attack roll, right?
Yeah, I think it's a grapple check.
Always fun.
Can I use the wolf? Can I use the wolf spear modifier?
Yes.
Okay, great.
And if the wolf spear gives any bonuses to pinning things, you can apply that as well.
13 plus 10 is 23 to hit.
Okay, you hit.
Great.
And so, yeah, let's do your damage first, and then we'll
D8.
See if you can shove it.
1d8 is 7 plus 1 is 8, so...
You shank that large leathery orb thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then make another attack roll to try to shove it.
That one is a 16 plus 10 is 26 to shove.
You shove the orb.
Great.
And it goes off the cliff, and you see it falling towards the abyss below.
Good.
It probably makes some sad noise, except it doesn't really make noise. But okay. You see a little puff of vapor or something come out of it in alarm after it starts falling.
Ugh.
Okay. Original recipe, Vons.
Mm.
A giant leathery orb has rolled past you and it's rolling towards your cherished son.
It's leathery.
Would you like to do anything about it, or are you just going to wave it as it goes by?
You know, I don't know what he has to do about it. I suppose he could try... You know what? Are we still... We're adjacent to bridges right now, right?
You are. You made it off the bridge.
Right. We're not on a bridge.
Right. Shield and the rest of your... And the rest of the people in your conga line are on the bridge.
Yeah. Something tells me it's not a great time to introduce fire.
Aw. You don't want it to be a burning orb that crashes into them? Not on your to-do list?
Honestly, yeah, probably the safest thing for Vons to do regarding the group is just to step aside and let bigger characters handle it.
Okay, so you can just stay where you are and you'll be aside stepped.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You stay on your, you know, on the large flat lift top stone shelf thing. There's got to be a term for this, and I don't know what it is.
Still trying to figure out which one of these dots on this map is me.
You are the one at the very bottom.
Oh, well, there we are.
You have two little swords.
Sure.
Just because I was pulling things out of the free bin. All right. So, yeah, these moss-covered statue tokens were not for this encounter, but they were what I had in my asset library.
Oh, okay. So I really shouldn't be trying to read into that. Got it.
No, you shouldn't.
Got it.
In the rule of all GMing, I at one point prepped for an encounter for a route you guys did not take.
Yeah. And that was like a while ago, yeah?
Yeah. It was your initial choices. And then I wasn't sure if we were going to use Roll20 or Fantasy Grounds or whatever, or maps at all for a bit. And now we're here. All right. So, Vons, you watch it go by. It plows into, well, it will plow into shield. Cool, Vons.
Uh-huh.
You were on the leftmost bridge. That's where Jesse and FM were. In front of you is a steamboat and then Grix. But you have no large leathery orb boulder-sized thing bearing down on you. The world is your oyster. What do you do?
I guess I stick with the group and just keep an eye out.
Do you want to advance? Actually, I should ask this to Grix and Steamboat, too. Do you all want to advance forward so you're at least at the end of the bridge? Or do you want to stay kind of mid-bridge?
Probably better not to be on a bridge if dangerous things are happening.
Okay. Steamboat and Grix, you cool with that?
Actually, we're gonna stay on our bridges, respectively.
Okay.
We're on one bridge together. I think because Grix has some spell options that are...
Yeah.
A confined area might be easier to use on. So.
Yeah. And Steamboat has a ranged weapon.
Yeah.
That mythical thing. All right. But none of you are very big, so cool, Vons. You were able to squeeze past them, and you're at the very end of the bridge, just behind where Jesse was shoving a boulder out of the way and keeping it from squishing you. Or her. That was also important.
Cool.
Oh, I don't think Jesse was thinking in any way about self-preservation at that moment.
No. I don't think so either. But, you know, it's nice that you did not get run over.
Tell happiness I love her!
Her name is Kindness! Oh, shit!
God damn it! God damn it!
God, going out, making one of those mistakes that you make that you just always feel bad about.
Yeah,
I feel like it would feel very apropos unless I just just generally, at least for me, and also depressing.
Yeah.
Okay. So that is when, out of those tunnels that the orbs came from, at least in the middle one, that's the bridge that has the cart on it and none of the player characters, an ant, a giant ant, crawls out of the tunnel.
Fuck.
God.
And I'm going to say that getting there consumes its turn. The orbs go, they crash into people. Oh no, Aramith is at the front of the middle group.
No!
Oh no!
And would not have thought to charge forward and brace against something, because that's not her thing.
She's a rogue. That's totally not her thing.
She has no mighty thews to use here. So I guess she just rolls a dexterity check. Neat. Okay, so she takes half damage. Oh, wait, shit. Sorry. Shockingly, the a thing rolls into multiple other creatures mechanic is tricky.
What?
So I think what happens here is that I'm not sure how they would sidestep it as the thing. So I think Aramith actually manages to brace against it and kind of slow it so she doesn't collide with the people behind her, because it doesn't actually successfully hit her as it will. Or does, actually, you know what she probably does? She just points two knives right at it. And then it's like, should I keep rolling into the really sharp thing? And so it manages to kind of stop it before it plows into everything else.
Huh.
So it's got some kind of awareness.
Yes, it also did manage to stop itself before being shoved off the cliff initially. So, yeah. And then last one will try to hit shield. Will succeed. Shield makes its dex check and fails. Shield takes full damage. And then makes a check to not get knocked over, because there's no mechanic to resolve that. Shield successfully avoids getting knocked over and run over. So the buck stops the shield at the cost of 4 damage. And I don't get to play my dream game, which was playing bowling pins with the entire party.
Talk about a vamp.
What?
I just think that if we had to do that, it would have taken Ian a fairly interesting amount of time to resolve all of those.
Leaving us to vamp for
10,000 years.
15 minutes.
I am going to, because this is probably going to break mid-combat, I'm going to finish setting this all up before the next session, because, this is one of those things where I wanted to have some sort of illustration so I could do some more interesting spatial stuff. Turns out you need representations for the characters?
What?
Weird.
I guess.
Maybe. I don't know. All right. Grix.
Yeah.
You're up.
All right. Is one of the balls moving currently? Like in motion?
What do you want to do with it?
I want to make a curved ramp in front of it that will send it, if it isn't careful, careening into the abyss.
Okay. Yeah, you can do that. See, the one already hit shield. So I'm going to say the middle one, maybe Aramith's dex check was just jumping back a little bit and it misjudges its momentum, giving you an opening to do your thing.
Okay.
So how does that look? Using silent image? Or?
Yeah, silent image. I'll kind of a, you know, skateboard, like curved half pipe thing.
Okay.
And, you know, just going forward and then suddenly sharp right turn into the pit.
Okay. And you are level 10.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
This whole level.
This thing tries to make a dexterity check to avoid essentially being surprised by a giant ramp and fails. And so that's the reason that Aramith doesn't get hit, nor anyone else in that line, as the creature looks as confused as a giant boulder-shaped thing can and gets shot into the abyss below. As you are celebrating your good work, another ant comes out. Hey, Vons, there's an ant near you now. It is extremely large. It's bigger than you, so it's not even large just by ant standards.
Uh-huh. Which Vons?
Original Recipe.
Okay.
Who has made his way to the cliffside. Unlike Cool Vons, who is closer, but yeah.
Yeah, and what's my current clearance?
Between you and the ant?
Yeah, is anybody around the ant?
No.
Apart from Vons?
No, it just came out of the wall at the end of the shelf that you're on. So it is in front of where everyone has been.
Everyone has. And no one's on a bridge anymore, right?
Lots of people are on a bridge, just not you.
Well.
And this was just, it's come out into that general area and it's actually its turn. I was just.
Is the ant even angry?
It looks like it's coming towards you and wants to eat you.
Oh, okay. Well, it may not be angry, but it's hungry. Okay. Yeah.
So okay. You have that to look forward to on your next turn.
Oh, fun.
Or its next turn, whoever comes first. It's exciting. All right. And then Jesse, just when you thought maybe you caught a break, another large ant boils out of the tunnel.
Yeah, I don't know that Jesse ever thinks that she's gotten a break.
Yeah. Aw, Jesse.
That's her job?
Yeah, fair enough. Well, Droa/FM, do you want to do anything about the giant ant?
Well, the thing that I would do, acting as armor for Frymeath, I still have the ability to perform magic, don't I?
Because you lost your skeleton hands.
I can't use my tentacles?
You can, but it just makes things hard for some other components. So,
all right, then
we'll just need to check what the spell has, and then you might need to make a roll to make your hand shapes.
Well, magic missile.
Okay. How could I have ever thought anything else?
I don't know. It's really weird that you could not predict what she wanted to do, actually. After all this time, Ian.
It's been four and a half years.
You don't know us at all. I'm teasing.
You'll be over here crying. Thank you. QQs everywhere.
Sorry.
I almost managed to open directly to magic missile. One page off. All right. Verbal and somatic. So, Droa, I need you to make a dexterity check. Remember that you roll these checks at level 7 when you're doing the Droa goop special.
All right. So, click that off on. Ah, that's a nat 1.
Excuse me while I roll something else.
I'm going to die.
You are not really sure which end of the pseudopod counts as pointing. And Jesse, you get to see FM just rear his head back very suddenly, right before a magic missile shoots past, you know, where his face just was, and into the ceiling.
God.
Oh my God.
Thank God that man is high level.
Yeah.
All right. So that was cool.
Frymeath sees his entire very weird life flash before his eyes.
He's been a lot of places. It takes a while. But all right. So with ants boiling out of this tunnel towards you guys and a giant orb attempting to destroy shield and Vaughn's watching. Nah. And Vaughn's preparing to also fight a giant ant.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we will end the episode and we'll pick up there next time.
Cool. Okay.
Cool.
Primary Attribute has been imagined and brought to life by the people you've heard. For more information about the podcast, check out our website, primaryattribute.com. For questions, comments, and feedback, email us at letters@primaryattribute.com. To follow us on social media, you can find us at facebook.com/primaryattributepod, on Twitter @primeattribute, and at primaryattribute.tumblr.com for all of our blazed posts. Castles and Crusades is published by Trollord Games. Our theme music was composed by Aaron. Our logo was designed by Adam. This week's editor was Ian, who is me. Thank you, me. Thanks for listening, and we hope you tune in next time to Primary Attribute. You know, this is like Wealthy the Gray or something. And,
you know, when I come back, I am Wealthy the White. Oh, shit. Just a second. I lost my cord.
That's exactly what Gandalf would have said.
Oh. Yeah.
I can hear it in Ian McKellen's voice.
So the mic just slips out of his cuff.
Yeah.
Have you reestablished contact?
I've reestablished contact.
Sweet. All right. So give me one second. Try to remember where I put this and if it's the right scale. Vamp amongst yourselves. I'll try to work fast, but I need to adjust something.
Yeah.
How about that local sports team, eh?
Yes. How about them?
They certainly are having a season, aren't they?
This is the season to be having a season, yes.
Sometimes they do well, and then other times badly, and people feel strongly about both of these things.
That seems to be the way sports ball works.
They validate my connection with my father.
Ah, yes. We all know how that feels.
Good job, guys.
Hello, end of the episode.